Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel, and we're starting on the Amud at the Mishnah, Amafkid Ma'ot et HaShulchanim. So we're carrying on discussing Amafkid. We saw in yesterday's Daf, also starting on Amud Mem Bet, Amafkid Ma'ot, but that was Mafkid Ma'ot et HaChaver, with his friend. Here it's Mafkid Ma'ot et HaShulchanim. Here you're giving the money to a money changer, to a bank, I suppose we call it in our times. And slightly different halacha. The shir is being broadcast from the airport in Newark, United Hub in Newark, on the way back to Tel Aviv, please God, in a few hours. Just dedicate the shir, Luni Shmat, all those people who've died in this war, the civilians and soldiers, all the psu'im, Shlev Refuah Shleima, and the chatufim, and the nedarim, and the shvuim, mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Anat, loss of our member, hopefully from the parents' tank. Everybody else, the shir should be an ilui for the neshoma and refuah shleima and besot tovot. Shmonechamot to end of the month of Nisan, ben Nisan nigalnu, ben Nisan atid ligael, shav full geula shleima during the month of Nisan. Okay. Mishnah starts with mafkid ma'ot etzel shulchani. So if you deposit money with this money lender, with this bank, in tsurin, if the money is all tied up, so then lo yishtamesh ben, the guy can't use the money. It's clear that you gave him all tied up. He's not allowed to use it. So the Mishnah says, lefichach im avdu enu chayav b'chirutah, therefore if they got lost, you aren't chayav. Why aren't you chayav? Because you're shomer chinam abia, and im avdu gnev v'aveda you patur, shomer chinam. Right. And because you aren't allowed to use it, so there was no shlichut, I didn't do anything with it, and it was just meant to be put aside, and assuming you did a good job, you weren't a poshaya, you aren't chayav. On the other hand, motarini, they gave you the money, all not tied up, like loose change, right, not tied up. Yishtavashbani understands that the purpose given to you, you can use them in your business. Obviously, he expects it back when he wants it, but in the meantime, it's yours to use. Lefichach, therefore, im avdo, if they get lost, now chayav b'chirutah, now you chayav. Well, now you're basically more like a shoel, I think. You're basically more like a shoel, you're getting out now from it, you can use them. If on the other hand, Eitzel Barabayit, now the Mishnah goes back to discuss Barabayit, we saw yesterday stuff. But it's with the Eitzel Barabayit, Bain Shonu Be'er Mutarin Lo Yishtamesh Bein. If it's with a Barabayit as opposed to a money changer, a bank, whether it's tied up or not tied up, you aren't allowed to use it. Fichachim Avdu, Enucha Bechutan, it's the same now in this case over here. Irrespective of how it was, you aren't allowed to use it, even if it's not sealed. And therefore, if it gets lost, and again, on the understanding that you didn't want to push out, you looked after things in all course of events, you aren't chayev. You're shomer chinam, and you aren't chayev b'onsi. Now the machlok of the Mishnah is a chen vani. What about a shopkeeper? Is it like a balabait? Right, because he's not really a money changer. He's not a guy there who's meant to use money, etc. But nonetheless, he also got a cash register, and he's got wants to use change, and maybe it should be. So Rabbi Barrett says he's like a balabait. That means asut use the money, and you'd be chayv achrayit. If you right, asut achrayit. So you are able to use, and you'd be patru. Whatever case was, whether tied up or not. Rabbi Yehuda Omerna. Rabbi Yehuda says achen vani kishulchani. He's like a shulchani, and therefore he's like a money changer, and he's allowed to use the money if it's untied. He's not allowed to use the money if it is tied up. So we'll ask the question, what Mishum, the Tzrurin, lo yishtamesh bahem. So we're talking now about when you mafkid etzel shulchani, right, with a money changer. We said, if it's tied up in a bundle, you can't use it. So I don't understand. Lo yishtamesh bahem. Look at Rashi. Shum, the Tzrurin, Shabbat, pitmiya, question mark. Umay gilu da'at yeshkan, she'en chefe shishmash bahem. Why the fact that it's tied up, that it's tied up, you can't use it. Now, chashim em mutarin kamar yishmash, if they were untied, you could use them. So because everyone knows you give a money changer money, he needs it. He needs it for change, he needs it to trade, etc. So it says Chori Nami, what's the big deal? Yishtamesh, let him use it. The Derek Kolodam Chor that everybody puts their money, no one comes walking around like just loose money. It's common if you bring a wad of cash. It's got an elastic band around it. If you've got a pile of coins that's in a bag, you don't just throw money down. It seems to be that that's just the course of events. Why does that make such a big difference? Says the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says no, but Tzorin v'chatumin shan. He says you're right. We're not talking about just that tied up, but it's sealed. That's the difference. Our Mishnah talking about a case over here where the money was sealed with a guy's seal, and that's giludat. He's telling you, listen, my money's sealed up, and I don't. I can imagine today you can get cash, like in vacuum packed, Right? So you get it vacuum packed, like a brick, they call it. So then that brick, nobody wants you to break open the brick. But suppose you bring the guy a bundle of notes or whatever the case is, no problem, you can use it. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Rav Murray says, not the seal, but the Kesher Meshune. It's tied up with a special knot. And where is a version 2 on this Rav Murray? He says, some say it's not a straightforward machlok Rabbi Asher Rabbi Murray, but the question of Rabbi Murray, by you, Rabbi Murray, we asked a question. Kesher Meshune, if it's got a special, so the answer is that it's with a seal. And the version 2 is Rabbi Murray asked a question, what if it's got a special knot? Is that like a seal or not like a seal? And there the Gemara says, it's taiku. Can we go back to Mishnah? Mutarin Yishtamesh. If the money wasn't tied up, wasn't sealed, or wasn't bundled, right, then you could use it. So Rav Huna Vafiru Nensu. Rav Huna wants to say, even, right, so there it says, Mutarin Yishtamesh by him. And what did the Mishnah say? Therefore, Imavdu, Enu Chayav Bacharitan. And Mutarin Yishtamesh by him, Imavdu Chayav Bacharitan. Therefore, if it was tied up, you couldn't use it. If it was open, you could use it, and therefore you are chayav bachrayut, because you became like a shawl. You were using it, and therefore once you're using it, you chayav. So the Gemara says over here. Lost my place. Sorry. Motrin Yishtamesh. Amar Rav Huna vafilu nensu. Rabbi Yehuda says over here in the second narrow lines of Rashi. That means to say, even if there was honest, the chayiv, you chayiv b'chayut of honest. If he hadn't used it, the mehash to have a shoel alive, exactly like that. Because once you become a shoel, even if you don't use it, you borrowed it, now you're responsible, you're like a shoel mesacha. So you are chayiv. So you want to understand, what do you mean, nensu, honest? We spoke about avad, you've got lost. And how do you come into, Amaraba nignavu, when we said nignav, what does it mean nignav? Balisti mezuyan. That is with armed robbers. And that's like honest. And avdu ishetavasetubiyab. When it got lost, means the sink that the boat fell in the sea. So basically, he's telling us that nensu and avdu are more the same idea, right? And you be chayim b'atav. Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman says nensu no. Rav Nachman says no. Honest is not a case of yero. Look at Rashi. He says, no, he doesn't like the idea that even if you, according to Rav Huna, right, afilu ones, meaning that the moment you've got it, even if you haven't used it yet, you're like a shoel and you chayev. Rav Nachman says, no, Rav says, only if you used it. Right, so therefore, Nentu, he says, he's not in the party here at all. It's only Aveda, only if you got lost. Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav asks, Kashid Rav Nachman, he says, only Aveda, only if you get lost. He says, Ladidach Damart Nentu, Lord, if you're telling me that honest is not part of the picture, and you have an Aveda, so Almadi, what do we learn from that? Lo Ave Shola, you aren't having a good enough Shola. Because he's Shola Lo Ave. But he says, it turns out you aren't a Shola, you aren't a guy who's borrowing something to use it in the course of events. You're getting all the Hana from it because you've got a lesser level of Achrayot. You only you chayvin gneiv of aveda, not in honest. He says, but is shoel lo have. But he says, wait a second. If you aren't a shoel, then maybe shomer sachar namilav. You aren't even shomer sachar because at the end of the day, no one's paying you to use it. Really, in the purest sense of the terms, you're a shomer chinam. Someone gave you the money and you're just keeping the money. How do we suddenly decide that because the money is unbundled and unraveled and you're allowed to use it, you suddenly become a shomer sachar? Look at Rashi. Says, what did you get paid for to keep them? Never got paid. Says, really, the schar that you got was only that the guy, you allowed to use this money and to make money from it if a deal would come along your way. Right? And then, you become mechayiv in that money. That's basically called a shoel. So what is your schar that you're getting paid? The schar you're getting paid is the ability to benefit from the money. But that only really accrues to you if you were a shoel. So if we say you aren't a shoel, and you aren't borrowing the money to use it, then there's no schar, there's no benefit. So it seems like they're two sides of the same coin. So Amar Lei, so listen to this. So Rav Nachman says to Rav, you know what, Rav, I agree with you about this one. Since I'm getting hana'a, so mehene, since hoyel v'nehene, there is hana'a, mehane bahu hana'a, I'm getting hana'a from this hana'a, If I can make a profit, I can take advantage to make the profit, and therefore have a lie, you show me sacha. So it seems Rav Nachman seems to say, you're right, but if I understand correctly, Rav Nachman saying, even though I said that you aren't a shoel, from the outset, the moment that the money comes your way, however, it says Rashi, but once you actually use it, then I agree that you become a shomer sachar. But if there's no hana'a, so the fact that there's a potential hana'a, potential benefit, isn't good enough. You actually have to have got the benefit, and then you will consider a shomer sachar, and then you will be chayav. So the Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna a kasha. Remember, Rav Huna was the one who said that even honest, in other words, that you became a shoel the moment it was given to you because you had the potential to use it. Rav Nachman said, no, only once you use it. Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna kasha, hamafkid mat et shulchani. This Gemara here we saw, I think we saw earlier, the Gemara of Tosefta on Me'ila, but I think we've seen this Gemara quoted somewhere. Hamafkid mat et shulchani, you gave money to a money changer, if so, you know, you stamash by him, if it's bundled up like a mishnah, you can't use it. If he used it, lo mal ha-gizba. What's going on over here? Rashi says, hamafkid ma'ot. Who's the guy who brings the ma'ot? Rashi says, gizba shivkid mat hektesh. One of the treasures of the Beit HaMikdash brings Hekdesh money to a money keeper to ask him to keep the money for them. Kesavu Shein Shelo. Now, I suppose the money keeper thought that it was the Gizbar's, but it wasn't. It was so now, the Gizbar didn't get any Hana'a, right? So he thinks it's the Gizbar's. I think that the story of here is that he thinks that it belongs to the Gizbar. Now, it seems like the Gizbar, not the money changer. The Gizbar gave the money to the money changer. He seems to be confused, and he thought it was his money. Right, so he thought it was his money, and therefore, if he's going to use the money, he's going to be chayev for me'ila, for getting hana from Hekdesh money. So the question now is, when he gives the shulchani, the money changer, the money, the shulchani also thinks it's his money. The gizbar thinks it's his money, and they give it to the shulchani to look after for him. So now the question is the shulchani his shaliach in getting benefit from, if the shulchani gets benefit, is he the shaliach of the gizbar of the Hekdesh that's getting benefit, which means that the shulchani is getting benefit for the gizbar? Okay, that we'll see in a moment. They're going to make it a little bit clearer. So this is his kasha. Remember, he wants to say, Rav Huna says that even ones. Okay, Rav Nachman says, no, not ones. So he has the kasha. Ait Rav Nachman Rav Huna, hamafkid mat et shulchani. A gizbar of the Beit HaMikdash gives money to shulchani. Im tzori no yishrash. Now, if it's bundled up, you don't know how to use it. Now we saw that in our Mishnah as well. Lefichach imotzi, right? If the money changer used that money, he wasn't allowed to use that money. So he used the money, and if there was a problem, he'd be chayav for that money. So in the Mishnah, so therefore the Braita says over here, lo ma'al ha-gizbar. The fact that he wasn't allowed to use the money, he used the money on his own volition. He wasn't using it in the permission of the gizbar. So there's no me'ila over here for the gizbar. The gizbar is not considered the guy who's using the money. Rashi, shavei lo bershut hotzan. He never had permission to use the money. Ve'eino shlucho, and isn't his shaliach, right? And therefore, the gizbar is off. However, ve'imutarin, if he gave the money unbundled, he's allowed to use it, yishtavash b'hem. Now, if he uses it, if he uses that money, so ma'ala gizbar, the gizbar seems to get ischayev v'hana'a. Look at Rashi. Leficha im hotzi shulchani ma'ala gizbar. Now, wait a second. According to Rav Huna, contra Huna, look at this. If you're going to tell me even ones, right? In other words, because Rav Huna said even ones, look at Rashi, Tanam Badni, Tin Dechayev Shulchani Yivachrayutan, Nimtza Mishashev Kiretzlo, Yatushuka Hekdesh. Now, if he's allowed to use it, and he's even ones because he becomes a shoel, so at what moment, according to Rav Huna, did he become the shoel? He became the shoel, the guy who borrowed the money, the moment the money was deposited with him. Rav Nachman said only when you actually use the money. The moment the money was deposited with him. So why is the gizbar, when the money changer gets the money and it was unbundled, he's allowed to use that money. It says if at that moment that the money was given to him, it was really became his. He borrowed it from the gizbar. It's no longer the gizbar, it's his. So if he goes along and uses that money, why is the gizbar chayev for me'ila? It's not the gizbar's anymore. He lent it to the money changer. That's the kasha that Rav Nachman asks him. He says, Navi amart afilu nensu ma'iri hotzi. Why, only when he spent the money, is the gizbar chayev? Afilu lo tinam, if he didn't spend the money, just the moment he does anything with the money, doesn't have to actually give it to somebody. According to Rav Nachman, it's only when he uses the money. According to Rav Huna, it doesn't matter what he does with the money. Any benefit he gets from it, he should be chayav on hana'ah. And yet it's only when he actually uses the money. So Amarle, who had enough got lohotzi? He said, you know what? You're right. Even lohotzi. If I tana reisha hotzi, tana seven amis. He says, so Rav Huna fobs him off very quickly and says, no, don't get bogged down. The fact that the Mishnah said in the reisha, amav kibat to shulchani, im tshoyin lo yishtamash, lefa im avdu en lo chayav, bort in shlemash, im avdu chayav b'achir tan. Question the bright Tavi as well. Rav Nachman said, "Una mafkid by shulchani im tzorin lo yishtameh. If it's tarap, he's allowed to use it, and therefore, if he decided to use it, so lo mala gizba, the gizba isn't over, and because it said im hotzi there when he uses the money, so to the right, the safer the bright said the im hotzi. But really, you're right, says Rav Huna. The moment he gets the money, he's already the gizbar. If it came unbundled, the gizbar is already chayav from ila, and therefore." It's not a proof against Rav Huna. In fact, on the contrary, it might even support Rav Huna. Okay, new Mishnah. Hashleach yad b'pikadon. Right, if you use the pikadon was given to you, so Beit Shammai omrim, yilakeh b'cheser uv'yeter. Beit Shammai says you suffer the burden, whatever happens. In other words, if you use that pikadon and we'll see tomorrow, and you lost it or got lost or got destroyed or something, the value of the pikadon, if it was, when you received it, was worth 2, and when you used it, was worth 4, or when it got lost, it was worth 4, it became worth 2, you're always going to pay the higher of the values, irrespective. That's what Rashi says here. You'll get b'cheser b'yeter. Im chashru dameh, if it devalued, shehuzala b'shuk, yishlem dameh, kvoshta shaveh b'sha'a shlach b'yad. You pay the moment you used it. Rashi shat ha'gzak, because that's considered the moment that you stole it. So even though now it's worth much less, when you stole it, so it's worth more, you pay the high amount. Because Rashi says, oh yeah, all the gazlanim, it's a fact. All the gazlanim, you pay at the value of the gzaila. Rashi tells us, we've been in a case of here where you haven't actually got to give it back to him. Why? Because we've learned before, because if you've got it back in front of you, then we don't care what the values are. In other words, every time we get involved in values, even you haven't got the object, then you've got to pay for it. Now we say we pay you, according to the Beit Shammai, the highest value it ever was, either when you stole it or what it is now, whatever. Right? Because if you've got it in front of you, then normally you say, Rashi, here it is. Like we already looked at it, he says, Rashi brings it here. We're coming, we saw this on Daf Tzadik Vav. He gave us examples. He had a coin of a country that's no longer in circulation. Or Trumi became Tamei. Even Chometz, Pesach, when we learned there, in Perek HaGozel. Doesn't matter, here it is. We don't care what happened to it. Here, this is what I stole, here it is back. But if it's missing, says Beit Shammai, then we're always going to pay the higher amount. But Hillel says, I don't know if he says no or yes, but Hillel says something different. He says, Omrim Keshat Hotza'ah. But Hillel says, Beshat Hotza'ah, look at Rashi, Omrim, but we'll see the Gemara with Rashi. But Hillel's saying, and Rabbi Akiva says, Beshat Hatviyah. Rashi says, Keshat Sheyitba'u Ladin, at the time that is brought to Din. We're going to see what that means as well, a bit of a machloket. So we've got Beit Shammai says you're always paying the higher value at any stage along the game. But Hillel says at the time that you used it, you consumed it, give us the time you brought it in. So I'm a Rabba. The Mishnah Shas has a version, he says it could be also a Rabba. But anyhow, Agumar's going with Rabba. I'm a Rabba. Hi man, the Gazal Chavita, the Chamim Chavre. Personally stole a barrel of wine from a friend, Mikare, Shav Yezuza. And at the outset, Mikara, right? Look at Rashi. Mikara, when he stole it, it was worth a zuz. Hashta Shavia Arba, right? And now it's worth 4 zuz. Now, one or two things happens. Tavra or Shatya, if he broke it, or got broken or he drank it, so Mishalem Arba, right? After he stole it, he got broken or he drank it, he's going to pay 4. Itbar Mimela, right? If it just broke on its own, in other words, you didn't actually do anything to it. You stole it and it just broke. Meshalem zuz. You're gonna pay back the zuz of what it was. Let's see what Rabbi says. So Gemara says, my time or why? So we answer first, the first answer why you pay the higher amount. He says, Kevan di'ita, since he had it been in your possession, so you could have given it back to the owners, Hadro and Lamarabin, you could have given it back to them as it was. And at Ahi Sha'ate, the moment you could have given it back to them before you consumed it or broke it, the Kashat Le or the Katab Le, right? Kagazal Mia, that's at that moment, just before you could have given it back, or just you stole it at the moment that you could have given it back to them. In other words, I stole it yesterday, or not me, God forbid. Someone stole something on Sunday. Today's now Wednesday. You stole it on Wednesday, was worth one or two or three or four or five or six, makes no difference. And now it's in your possession, and it went to the value of four. So you had one, two choices. You could have given it back to them today, right? And you wouldn't have to worry what the value was. Like we said, you give it back to them. But because you didn't give it back to them and you used it or you broke it, it's now, at the moment that you used it or broke it, it's considered when the actual stealing took place. And what was the value there? The value there was four or six or higher. You pay back the higher value. On the other hand, right, it probably mela, if it just broke, you pay a zuz. Why? Why? It says the Gemara, hash the law, abid lav, law midi. Could you actually do anything? You took it, you could have given it back to them. You didn't break it and you didn't sell it. It just broke. So I think the Gemara is saying it would have just maybe broken with him as well. So therefore, the value that it was at the time is the same value. That's what Rabbi says. So the Gemara says, why am I, right? Because he said, am I here, meaning, what are you responsible for? Ahi shata de gazla, at the moment that you stole it. And ahi shata zuze hu de shavya, when you stole it, right, at the time that you stole it, before you actually consumed it, the day you stole it was worth a zuz. Okay, so that's Rabbi. Rabbi says, if you stole it, or if you sold it, or you broke it, or you drank it, so then we go according to the moment that you damaged it, because you could have given it back at that moment, and now what was it worth? But if you didn't do anything, you stole it on Sunday, and it just crumbled and broke on its own on Thursday, then what did you steal? You stole something on the Sunday, because the theft goes according to when you took it. So it seems like, according to Rabbi, the theft is on the day of the theft, the value on the theft, or on the day that it actually got consumed. Either you sold it or you destroyed it. And then we'd go on the higher of the two values, it seems. Okay, so that is what our Rabbi explains. I think he's saying, there, Rabbi Meir. He shot as a tzna. Now we can see the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Behilal omrim keshat hotza." Hilal says, "No, the time that you took it out." Now the Gemara says, "My kshat, what is this shat hotza? Ilam keshat hotza mina olam." Right? If we say that's when you consumed it, when you destroyed it, or you drank it, so be my. So what are you speaking about? Got two cases: did it go up or did it go down? Iba cheser. Right? If it went down, it devaluated, and you had actually consumed it. So at mikel amanda amar. Is there such a person who says such thing to Rashi, the very last line of Rashi, who mikil amand amar, hechid de leite ba'ayin, when it doesn't exist anymore, the chola gazlani in love, kshara gzayla mishamin, we go off to the moment of the gzayla, right? And the moment of the gzayla here seems to be when you stole it. So that's what he wanted to say. If it went devalued, but when did you steal it? You stole it the other day. A little bit different to Rabbah. So Gemara says, "Wait a second, about now," and we learn, and there's a continuation of this answer. About now, we learned in the Mishnah, "Kol ha'gazalim, mishalim k'shat ha'gazalim." At the moment you stole it, when you stole it, it was a higher value. On the other hand, if you say that the price went up, and now Behilal says you pay at the time that you consumed at the higher price, Gemara says, "Well then, ha'nu Beit Shammai." No real argument between him and Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai says, "Gemara says the elapshita k'shat hotza'a." Really, what he means over here, when Behilal says, right? He means keshat hotza'a mi beit ba'alim. Right? Now, what does that mean? Keshat hotza'a mi beit ba'alim. Look at Rashi. Keshat hotza'a mi beit ba'alim. Keshat hagzela. When you actually stole it, we're talking about the price went up. We argue with it. The government shama imokra yilakil l'shalem keshat hotza'a min ha'olam. Because Beit Shammai says you're paying a higher price. We're all amrei keshat hotza'a mi beit ba'alim. No, when you stole it, so it's actually the lesser amount. So it seems that Hillel is being a bit more makil over here. Rabbi Shammai says, if you started on a Monday and you consumed it on a Thursday, and the price went up between Monday and Thursday, you pay the higher amount. But Hillel says, no, you're going to pay the lower amount. The Gemara said, "Lema Rabbi, I'm like Rabbi Shammai." Now let's hear Rabbi, who seemed to imply that you always pay the higher amount. He's like Rabbi Shammai. So the Gemara says, "No, how could Rabbi hold like Rabbi Shammai? No, I'm looking like Rabbi Shammai. I'm looking like Hillel. Why would Rabbi hold like Rabbi Shammai?" The Gemara says, "The Kambi, I'm like Rabbi." No, he says, "But yet there, when the price goes up, Kula Amelo Pligi, everybody agrees you pay the higher price." Keep ligi, when do we argue? Bechaser, when the price goes down. Beit Shammai Sabrei, right? Shlichud Yad Enet Shichet. Remember, we saw this Bachot the other day. Beit Shammai Sabrei, Shlichud Yad Enet Shichet Chisaron. Beit Shammai says, the moment you used it, you decided to use it even. We'll see in a moment. Even if you hadn't used it yet, that's the Tosfot over there. Shama Savish Tichudan and the Tosfot Intomar Imkan Trade Babe. We've got two Bet Shamas over here. The Hach Vesev, the Hachoshev Shloch Yad, Lamariwari. Now we wanted to use it. Beshtomar, the Sev Hashwin and Lebet Shama, Philip Bedibur, Belo Meshich Echai, Vahad, the Hachoshwin and the Hedel Shich and Chisaron. So he said, yeah, Bet Shama, telling us, even if you didn't even use it, but even if you didn't take it, you had just ideas of using it, you already become Chayev. So could be, but Bet Shama says, even if nothing was done to the object, it stayed as it is, without any chishon, anything happening to it, you're already chayev. Right? So that's what he said. Yeah, keep it because of Shama Sabashlichu, the energy of chishon, you very machmir. The chi chaser, and now because shlichut yad, using it, doesn't need chisaron, the fact that you took it into your possession and nothing happened to it yet, when something does happen, for example, the belly goes down, it was already in your possession. You caused the loss, right? So therefore, you got to pay the higher value because the loss, you bear the loss, not the original owner. Rabbi Hillel says no. When is it called gzeila? Only when there is a loss. At that moment, there has to be something a damage, something bad happening to the object that you, as a result of your action that caused it. Not as a result, but that happened while you were causing, while you were using it. So therefore, Hillel will say that only when you consumed it, if the price had gone down, right, or if you drank it or you destroyed it, whatever, that's the chisaron. Now you are having it, but the value didn't go down in your possession. It went down already in the balabai's possession. Right? And the price went down when he still owned it. So it was well, it's had my Rava. Because what didn't Rava say to Rashi? Ba'mocher asvini ba'babatra. Says shlichut yad and chicha chisaron. Rava said we don't need chisaron. And who's that? Like that seems to be like Bet Shama. So the Gemara's got another kasha via what? Lamer Rava damer kavet Shama. Shama says no. So what's going on? We're talking about skin. We're talking about kegon shetiltu lahabi alei. Because remember we read this verse the other day. On Daf Mem a few days ago, we said that what were you doing? You're using like a box. You're standing to bring down the birds or something. Altogether. The other question was, when you borrow something, do you have to give it back to the owners with da'at? In a case of, if it was a dedicated spot, and you put it in the dedicated spot, or remember we said that the Lord of the Achronim felt that the answer was, that Rabbi Yochanan differed to the other Moraim there. Where those two guys that Rabbi Yochanan said, anybody can help me solve this situation with Rabbi Ishmael, remember, that I will carry your kalim to the bathhouse, right? So there we saw the tiltila, slavia lagodot, b'shol shlomi da'at. The question was, when you borrow something without da'at, you have to give it back with da'at to the owners, or if you're not. B'shama sa b'shol shlomi da'at, gazlan haba. Even if you were shol without da'at, you're a gazlan haba. And v'chi chasim b'shol de didei chasim. Therefore, once you took it without da'at, so the losses occurred by you. We don't say, no, shol shlomi da'at, shol, you're a shol. V'chi chasim b'shol de didei, and now you are borrowing it from him. And the depreciation went down in his hands. For example, someone lends you a car. And using the car. In the meantime, the market price of that car went down. Giving back the car. You don't have to pay him back for the loss of value in the market. He bought that, even though you were using the car. You had rights of use, but the ownership and all those values stay with him. So Elaha, so what's Rabbah's story? Adama Rabbah, Shoel Shlomitat Rabbanan. He says, no, Shoel Shlomitat Rabbanan is called the Gazlan Havay. So we said, wait a second, we're back to square one. If he says, Shoel Shlomitat Rabbanan is the Gazlan, Salam Rabbah, Amra Kavet Shama. So again, look at Rashi, Kavet Shama Amra. Right? So he says that in Hacha, what do we talk about? That can't be the machloket. But Shevach Shel Gzeila, the argument really is Shevach Shel Gzeila Kamifligay. Rashi goes a slightly different version. He says Shevach Shel Gzeila is a plea. Rashi says, Vahai Chaser Vayetid Amaditin Lav Vayokro Bezula. And Vamai the Chasher on a Gizot, Vamash Otira could go in it Abba. So Rashi wants to say over here that Shammai, the Rabbi understands the whole story here of Chaser Vayetir, not that it goes up and down in value. But that either you shear the wool off the goat, off the sheep, or if it had a baby, that's cheser. It lost some of its shearing of the wool, or yeter, it became pregnant, etc. Right? B'shevach shel gzeila. So you stole something now, and the animal had a baby. Who owns that baby? Beit Shammai said, "B'shevach gzeila denigzah." He says it belongs to the guy it was stolen from. Beit Shammai, it's always yours. Beit Shammai now, shevach gzeila the gazlan, have it yours. And this machlok levi haritnai. This is the machloket, another machloket, the Tanya, Hagozer el Rachel, Gaza, Vialdeh, if you stole a sheep, a lamb, and you sheared it, or had a baby, Mashalim Otah, Begizotah, Beverotah, and remarried, says you pay them back everything. Abuna says, no, Xayla Choser Pina. The start, you give it back as you found it. And how do you find it? Came one. You give one. Rashi, Daikanami, the Mitzvah Balab Tigi, Tani Lashon Chaser. And the Gemara says, Daikanami, from the Lashon, Diktani Bechama, Omim Yilke Bechesri in Amish, that Bechama says, you absorb the loss, the Chaser, what is reduced from it, or what's added to it. Behil Omim, Kshat Otsa, Shma Mina, it seems the Mahalok is a different Nachlon altogether. We're not even arguing here about increase or decrease in value. We're arguing more about the other benefits that accrue or to the gazlan or to the shul owner. Okay. Now Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, Keshat HaTviyah. When do you, what's the value we take at the Shah, at the time that the Baal HaBayit comes to claim from you? So Rabbi Yudama Shmuel, so Rabbi Yudama Shmuel, Hachak Rabbi Akiva, Pasnak Rabbi Akiva. So I said, wait a second, Pasnak Rabbi Akiva? The time of the Tviyah? But he says, however, says Shmuel, that Rabbi Akiva agrees, however, there were any Rashi's Aviyam Rabbi Akiva Bushi Aidim, Kama Hata Shabab, Yoman Shigazla, Ushigaz, the men of the Mishal Shalak, Rabbi Akiva will say, listen, if you had Aidim, however, on the date of this theft, and you got a valuation of that of the theft, Rabbi Akiva would agree over there that you pay back the value on the date of the theft. The Gemara says, Ma Taimah, and Rashi adds, what's Rabbi Akiva's reason? That says the shot of the claim, and you claimed, quite a pasuk. Because the value is according to him on the day of his ashamato. Ashamato aviyah means, as she says, but that means she'll tell him the value of that day, shum mechayev lo, when he's obligated to repay. Vayechad etavu v'hoda, v'apivu mechayev, right? V'hamadu b'din. V'hodato, v'hodato hu yom ashamato. The day that he admits it in Beitin, that's the ashamah. Right? So he said, v'kevan dikaedim mahu shata, hu nechayev l'ashamah. That's when he's chayev. So now, my Rabbi Oishir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Oishir says to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi, Ata American, right? So that was Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, right? That's what you say. But Achim Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chaluk Rabbi Akiva, Yehuda Makom Sheish Eilim. He says, you're telling me that Rabbi Akiva is Modeh. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, and he continues and says what Shmuel said, is that, that on the date of the Beitin, if the Eilim when it was stolen, he pays when it was stolen. Rabbi Oishir says to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling us what you're saying, but Rabbi Asi says to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Akiva was cholek, even when they ate him. Ma taima wa adama kral, asher hu lo, he didn't have Yom HaShmato, because same pasuk. And he says, what is b'yom HaShmato? Uvei dinahu, the mechai b'da HaShamat. It's nothing to do with Eidim, it's only when there was a Beit Din. So now, my Rabbi Zayl, Rabbi Abba Bar Papa. So there's a question, did Rabbi Akiva, right, did Rabbi Akiva say that we always pay on the time of the Beit Din? Or if you had Eidim, right, would you maybe pay at the time of the value of the time of the theft? Rabbi Zaira says to Rav Abba Papa, ki azlat ata, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, he says, Akif asu medetru, go the long way around, right? He says, in time the word Akif is used over here, it means go the long way around. So go around the ladder of Tzur, that's where, that area there, v'ole gabet Rabbi Yaakov, and go look for Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, and ask him, by me now, ishamir le Rabbi Yochanan, achak Rabbi Akiva, and achak Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan was his Rebbe. Rashi points out, yeah, this is Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. Go the long way around, make a trip, please, and go to him and ask him, he was a Talmid Muvak of Rabbi Yochanan. What Rabbi Yochanan say? Halacha like Rabbi Akiva, or en lachak Rabbi Akiva? So Amar Leach, he comes back and he gives the answer. So Amar Leach, Rabbi Yochanan, lachak Rabbi Akiva le'olam. It's always like Rabbi Akiva. So when he says, what do you mean le'olam? My le'olam, what do you mean forever? So Amar Bashi, Shlo Tomar, Hanim Leach, the like Aidim. Don't say that Halacha like Rabbi Akiva, we weren't Aidim. But if they are Aidim, nobody, they are Aidim, then it wouldn't be like that. More than that, he says, we now meet the Arul Duchta. If you put it back in its place and it broke, you still chayv. Lafukem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. Remember, Rabbi Shmuel said, I'm a loba in data balim. Rabbi Shmuel said that when you give something back, you're a data balim, he said, you just drop it off there and go. He says, no, you're going to need, you still chayv if you haven't told the balim. Why? Kamash balan, debinan dat balim. You need dat balim. Rabbi Amalachak, and Rabbi said, anyhow, even though we had said that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said Lochot like Rabbi Akiva, and we understood now what Rabbi Akiva spoke about. Rabbi Akiva says the time of the Gzayla, that's always the time of the Beit Din. Nonetheless, Rabbi says it's all very nice. Rabbi Akiva says, but Lachak about Hillel. Look at Rashi at the bottom over here, and the foot about the 6th, 7th loss of narrow line. Rabbi Lachak Rabbi Hillel Keshar Gzayla when it was stolen. V'anam Kerava after we passing like Rava, not like Rabbi Amar Shmuel. Why? Tahavalei Batrak, it was a later version, it was a later Namora, and therefore Aloha seems to go like him. End of over here, carry on tomorrow.